Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
One thing I always have believed is that, first of all, coaching at any level is a day-to-day job. Your job is to do the best job you can today and to do everything you can to help your players and your coaches, if you're a head coach, be the best they can be every single day. And it's never been about keeping a job. And there's no such thing as, like, your job or my job. We have responsibilities. We're given opportunities to steward those responsibilities, and you're given a job to do that until you're not, you know, and then you try to do the best. I try to do the job, not try to keep the job.
John Harbaugh talking about job security, and he had some interesting comments yesterday, and to this job or the next, I found that interesting. But let's talk about the defensive coordinator, and some would have said, maybe he didn't deserve a second year after what happened last year, but he was given one, and they gave him Chuck Pagano to start the year. So you figured he'd have a senior defensive mind with him, and they talked all offseason about hitting the ground running and the mistakes they learned a year ago, and then this season started, and they stunk again defensively. And for the most part, they've stunk defensively all season long, save for a couple of outliers, Bengals being one recently in Cincinnati. So with that, any chance at all Zach Gore's getting a third year to be the DC here?
Nope. You can sell me on a lot of different arrangements, arranged marriages. We're going to keep this guy and stick him with that guy. We're going to bring this guy in. We're going to keep Lamar, but he'll have this person running the offense for him, or I'll have a new quarterback coach, or, you know, like a lot of deck chairs being rearranged. And you could convince me or have me buy in to some degree on a lot of different arrangements. You can't convince me that Steve Bisciotti's going to pay Zach Orr for another year to be his defensive coordinator. I just don't think that's possible or feasible. We all loved the Pagano thing. We thought that could maybe prop this up. It didn't. There aren't individuals playing up to their contracts. There aren't individuals shining as a collective. There is not a position group, including secondary, where they have all their assets. There isn't one that's distinguishing themselves. I mean, we've chronicled it. They faced 10 real quarterbacks this year. They've lost 8 of those 10 games. They're combining a collective passer rating over 100. They're averaging 266 passing yards per game, 17 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. I don't even need to look the numbers up. They're ingrained in my head. Like, is part of that because the pass rush sucks? Yeah, the D-line sucks, and the linebackers are not really good. I mean, Buchanan was showing upside. Roquan's one of the most overpaid players in the AFC, and the secondary creates no turnovers. and get lit up by decent quarterbacks. So, yeah, no. Schematically, do they blitz as much as they should have? No. This like game they play with Kyle Hamilton, who doesn't make a whole lot of plays. Like, he just doesn't.
I think he's hurt
on the ball, and he's probably way more hurt than we know. But like, moving that chess piece around ain't enough. The Matabike injury was devastating. No doubt about it. But I don't see how you get a third year off of this. Your fourth quarter defense still sucks. And look, were some of these players overdrafted? And does the front office have a whole lot to do with this? Yeah. When I can go back to the start of 2021 and say Wink's fourth quarter defense sucked and McDonald's fourth quarter defense sucked and Zach Orr's fourth quarter defense sucked, and you've got the worst fourth quarter defensive EPA since the start of the 2021 season, does that mean you don't have good enough players? Yeah, I think it does. But it also means Zach Orr don't get year three.
Yeah, the personnel aside, they needed to hit the ground running this year. You couldn't have a repeat of last year where the first 10 weeks they were horrible. Guys, four of the first five games, they gave up 37 or more points. 37
week one
points.
They get a stop, they win the game, they couldn't get a
here
stop
talking to the trade deadline saying it's the worst defense in the history of the Ravens, and they were garbage last year middle of the season.
That's what I'm saying, they were even worse to begin this year. Now I'll give them credit, they've rebounded in the fact that they're at least a good red zone defense, but they need to be a hell of a lot better than that. They turnovers, they're going to get takeaways this year after not getting any takeaways in 24. No, they've gotten a string of it lately, but the first half of the year, you weren't getting anything. And this has been repeated. You gave the numbers, Jason. Them against good quarterbacks outside of that outlier with Joe Burrow, they get shredded. It's not good enough, and you can't continue to go status quo. There needs to be serious changes in this organization, from a coaching staff, from how the front office operates, like everything across the board. This was a colossal failure of a season organization-wide.
But yeah, and I agree. Specifically, though, with Zach Orr, and again, I want to go back to this offseason. We played all the cuts of him telling us the lessons they learned a year ago and that they were not going to – they're not – falling for the banana in the tailpipe again, because they've done their homework and they've watched the film and they know what they needed and they're ready. And they came out and they've been terrible. Like, that to me, there are many reasons why he shouldn't be back, but he told us that it wasn't going to happen again, and it happened again.
The defense played a significant role in the fact that they started 1-5. And when you start 1-5, history says it's over. Four teams have made the playoffs, and the Ravens aren't going to become a fifth.
Look, there isn't a shutdown corner on the roster. They don't have a true number one corner. Not for me. Number one corner's got to turn people over. Nate Wiggins don't have the size to do it. Marlon's cooked. Jair Alexander was a complete failure. Is Tampa still a thing? Like, is that still a thing? Like, are we still propagating that myth?
Which one?
Tampa.
TJ.
Like, like Armour Davis. Like, no, they're not geniuses at drafting corners. They're not geniuses at developing corners. They don't have a number one corner. Kyle Hamilton isn't a safety. He's a will linebacker. He doesn't get a lot of sacks as a will linebacker. He doesn't knock a lot of balls down as a will linebacker. He doesn't dislodge a lot of, but he's a will. He's not a safety. Gilman is barely a starting level safety. And Starks was a rookie who played like a rookie. Matabike is the only blue chipper they had on their D-line. And I don't know what his status is, but we'd all be surprised if he plays football next year. We'll see. And they never had an edge who anybody would fear in even a little bit.
Mm-mm.
Through the course of the entire offseason, through the course of the entire season, and at the trade deadline. Draymond Jones is a nice third guy in your mix. Like, Ajabo's still on this roster. Like, what are we doing? So when the numbers suck and the film sucks and the player development sucks, you don't get year three. Now, was he undermined by the front office? G.D. Wright, 7 days a week, 365 a year.
Somehow, though, Owe goes to San Diego or L.A. and becomes a player. He's got 7 sacks in 10 games.
I mean, look, there's a lot that's off here. Like, there's a lot that's off with them organizationally. And every time the defense had a real challenge this year, they basically peed down their leg. And look, that's great what they did to Joe Burrow, but in real time, the Cincinnati Bengals offense was not playing football. That was a bye. They waved the white flag. But even if you factor those numbers in, again, against real quarterbacks, 67% completions, 266 passing yards a game, 15 sacks and 404 total dropbacks, 2-8 record, can't get off the field in third down against good quarterbacks, get eviscerated in the fourth quarter by good quarterbacks. And we can take it back to the day McDonald took this defense over. 43 passing touchdowns allowed in the fourth quarter since 2022. 7 more than any other team in the NFL. That's hard to get over, man.
Before we hit a break, we do have a poll up, IA1057 The Fan on Twitter. That's how you find us. Looking like a lost season for the Ravens, which will beg huge questions of the organization. How do you think it'll shake out from a coaching standpoint, Ravens flock? Harbs, Orr, and Monk out, 49.4%. Big shift there. Harbs staff and EDC gone, 19.1%. Orr is out, 16.7%. And Munkin is out, 14.8%.
You can still vote on that poll at IA1057 The Fan on Twitter. Now we go to the offensive side of things. And by the way, at 5:30, we're going to take your calls, 410-583-1057. Your thoughts, who needs to go? Or are you going? Are you rolling status quo into 26?
Run it back.
But Todd Monken, who coming into the season, we thought was one of the best OCs in the National Football League. Should he be back next year? We discuss next here on The Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So last segment, we looked at Zach Orr, and this is under a world where John Harbaugh returns, which that is possibly not correct. But say John Harbaugh returns, are we feeling Todd Monken as the offensive coordinator next year? Are you trusting Todd Monken next season?
I don't put this in the same category as Zach Orr. This guy has accomplished too much. The quarterback has ascended too much. I mean, look, under his watch, and he's only been here a few years, we've seen Lamar Jackson, Rashad Bateman, Zay Jones.
Zay Flowers.
All have career seasons. We've seen Derrick Henry turn back the hands of time to a degree last year that no one in the marketplace saw coming, or he would have got more money than that. We've seen Isaiah Likely certainly flash. We've seen a lot. We saw them put together an offense last year that we might never. I mean, a quarterback running for 1,000, throwing for 4,000, and another guy running for 2,000. I don't know that we're ever going to see that again. But like, it's almost like I'd give him an A plus for the most of his work in the regular season, and then I'd give him an F in the two do or die situations in which he's had. Sort of the season on the line and the game in his own backyard, and his play calling against the Chiefs in the championship game was a failure. in real time an abject, shocking failure. And then his play calling in the final 13 minutes of this game on Sunday with their season on the line was an abject failure. How do you factor that into the big picture? How do you recover from that? How do you move forward? I don't know. If there is a new head coach, then I can't fathom that he keeps the coordinator. Mm-hmm. Unless the quarterback, who's also got to negotiate a new contract,
yeah,
who's going to have more power, more say, his voice should resonate more now than ever because of the timing of this. Unless he really wants that guy to stay.
And I don't think he does.
And I'm not sure that's where that relationship is.
Yeah.
People around the league don't think that's where that relationship is. And let's face it, they've got to rebuild their offensive line. They don't have a true number one outside receiver for me. A guy who wins on the outside. Zay wins in the middle of the field. They don't have a number one receiver who wins downfield on the roster, because I don't think Bateman's got a future here. No. And likely could kind of be that guy, except I don't think he's going to be here anyway. And I don't care whether you call him a tight end or a wide receiver or whatever. I think he's gone. So you've got that. You're stuck with Andrews. The running back's a year older. So you might have to reinvent yourself again. And I'm not saying that Monk couldn't do it, but I'm not sure there's going to be enough voices in that building saying you have to keep Monk for Monk to stay.
Clearly, there's a lot going on behind the scenes when it comes to Todd Monken, because whether it's John Harbaugh publicly calling him out, whether it's the hit pieces that the Sun and the Banner put out with the unnamed sources crapping all over Todd Monken, it just has not felt right at all this year. I think Monk is still a hell of an offensive coordinator.
Yes.
We'll continue to say he's the best offensive coordinator in the history of the franchise, and it's not close. And he has done wonders to Lamar Jackson in terms of the trajectory of his career. Last year, we're never going to see a quarterback have that type of year. We are never going to see that happen again with what Lamar Jackson was able to do, and it's a travesty that he didn't win back-to-back MVPs. But I just get the feeling that this is a clean house situation. And if John Harbaugh is not here next year, Todd Monken will not be here as well.
So I'm in a weird spot with this, because I think Monk has done, and plus for our show, like Monkey Business goes away. Like,
yes.
Like that's our Thursdays.
It's devastating.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah, it's devastating. I feel like he did a horrible job in that AFC title game, but I also feel like he wore it that whole offseason.
Absolutely.
And then he arguably had as good a career, good a season he's ever had. And he called a great game in Buffalo. The tight end couldn't catch a damn ball and fumbled a ball. And like they
Lamar
did their job.
Pick.
Yeah. Like, so like he did his job.
Bad snap.
Yep. What happened in this game this past week? When you have Derrick Henry doing what he's doing, and you know that, and this is a different conversation, because the head coach at some point could step in and chose not to,
but
you got to have the hammer in the game at that point. Like you need to have some awareness that your defense stinks and they don't want to tackle this guy, so make him try to tackle the guy they don't want to tackle. Don't bring in the 150-pound running back at that point, even though the rotation says he's supposed to be there.
Zig when that zag was so obvious to anybody paying any attention, but it also wasn't obvious enough to Harbaugh to have him actually intervene.
See, if we said in real time, it was difficult.
It would be interesting. Could you picture John Harbaugh going to Tennessee, bringing Monk with him to work with Cam Ward, keeping Denard Wilson as defensive coordinator,
bring Monk with him?
I think it's possible. And you get to work with a 1-1 quarterback. I mean, and bring Zach Orr as a linebacker coach. We'd have Ravens West in California
and the Ravens South.
And we'd have Ravens South in Nashville.
And in that hypothetical, and you know we love revenge games, the Titans come to Baltimore next year.
Mm. We'd have the Ravens-Titans. Yeah. Rivalry would be back.
Imagine the workout video we get from Harbs that week.
Oh, dude.
Because he's going to own that building in that hypothetical.
He's throwing another plate on that.
Boy, Jesse Minter, look out.
Yeah. Coming up next. What do the people think? 410-583-1057. You keeping Harbs? If you're keeping Harbs, are you keeping Zach Orr? Are you keeping Todd Monken? What about the front office? Where are you on EDC? 410-583-1057. What do the people think? Who stay? Who goes? That's next. Ravens are arguably the most disappointing team in all of football this year, as they're likely to miss the playoffs with two games to go. So who else goes? Is it Harbs? Is it Monken? Is it Orr? Is it all of them? What about EDC? 410-583-1057. Let's start with Amir. Amir, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, man? How y'all doing?
Hey.
I'm so excited, man. I just left Camden Yards, getting me some season tickets for the Orioles game.
Nice.
And I got a chance to get it. Yeah, I got a chance to get a tour. But it was funny because I saw Zach Britton. He was leaving the bullpen with a sleeping bag and some hot cocoa. I was like, where are you going? He said, oh, I'm going over to Raven Stadium. Derrick Henry's still on the sideline.
Oh,
they're commiserating because Britton in the
BIA. Cabaldo. I gotcha. How about that? That is pretty interesting.
Yeah,
neither team wants to use their closer.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Did you get season tickets for real?
He hung up.
Part of the story?
He's gone? Yeah, he hung up.
I don't think Zach Britton was.
I was interested to see if these moves made him buy Orioles season tickets.
I think he just was. That was a long way to tell a joke. There is what happened. Yeah. Let's go to Sean in Baltimore. Sean, you're on the Fan.
Hey, happy holidays, fellas.
Happy holidays, thank you.
Hey, I just got. I just want the defensive coordinator. He got to go.
Yeah.
But if Harbaugh stays, right? Harbaugh gonna have to grow some kahunas because it seemed like he let his assistant coaches control the narrative of the game instead of himself, man.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way that, like we said 1,000 times, that Henry should have stayed on that bench, you know. And I just want to know how y'all feel, because I don't think Harbaugh gonna get fired, but how y'all feel if Monk can stay, but the defensive coordinator go.
Appreciate the call.
I mean, look,
by the way, the word you're looking for is cojones.
But, yeah. It's, I like that. I like it that way.
Cojones.
Yeah, like
potato,
that guy. Yeah.
Potato, potato.
Yeah, same. Exactly.
Yeah. I like Kahuna.
Look, I don't think he's going to be fired either, but the more phone calls I make, the more I think he might just be ready to move on. And the way that Ben Roethlisberger talked about Mike Tomlin a few weeks ago, like, I wonder if that actually maybe really applies to Harbaugh a little more in this instance. And that, like, if he's got to fight and grovel to keep this job, I don't think that's going to happen. And I don't think Bisciotti wants to fire him. And, yeah, you could be traded. But I also think it could just be that natural point where it's starting to make sense for both sides to try something new. And
second chapter for Harps.
Every coach worth a damn has gotten there. Remember, Bill Belichick was a bum until he got to New England.
Yeah.
And did people think he was scared? The Jets, he pulled out of that thing and he goes to New England. But, like, it wasn't great in Cleveland. Harbaugh's had a Hall of Fame-type first stint, which Andy Reid did in Philadelphia, who's his mentor. And then Andy Reid's second stint made everybody forget about the first stint, which was the greatest stint in Philadelphia Eagles history. And maybe, I mean, I guess it's not, but, like,
yeah, they've won two Super Bowls.
But they won with Peterson was there for like 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that ran out quickly. No. But it's whatever. Like, it could just be time. It's been almost 20 years. They got to go to war with the quarterback again. Both coordinators are on the hot seat. I mean, even beyond the coordinators, the totality of the staff. Like, we all thought Chuck Smith was a great hire.
Yeah.
What's come out of it?
Well, he could only scheme it up so much, I guess.
Matt BK.
Yeah.
Until, okay. You know.
So if that's where you are, I'll just say what I've continued to say. And that is where they are. This GM does not deserve to hire a head coach. You want to start over. You want to change your culture. You want to reboot. You want to get out of the same old, same old. You want to stop falling in the same traps. You never shook your front office up. Never. It's time.
410-583-1057. Let's grab Vernon. Vernon, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Candy, what's going on, man?
What's up?
Look, I am 77 years old. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, wow.
And I've been waiting to talk to you guys for a long time.
Thank you, sir.
Well, the floor is yours.
Yes, sir. Let me say this. Earlier this year, during training camp, Vinny said that if the owners could have their way, they would love to see every team go 9-8.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the Ravens finish by winning this Saturday, and then they beat Pittsburgh the last game of the year, they'll be 9-8, right?
Correct.
All right. Look for it to happen, and remember, it came from me, Vernon. And then,
but here's the problem, Vernon. Not everybody else in the league is 9-8. So being 9-8 when you don't win the division and you don't make the playoffs and other teams have won 10, 11, 12 games, like if everybody's 9-8, yes, that's they want parity, but it that's not the reality. So unfortunately, you could go 9-8 with two wins and you're sitting at home.
If the Steelers win two.
Yeah,
if
the Steelers beat Cleveland, they win the division.
Cleveland's going to beat the Steelers. Okay. Listen to me. I'm telling you.
Well, all right.
Cleveland is
I respect
beat
my elders.
Steelers,
yes.
And the Ravens are going to beat the Steelers, too. And we are going on to the Super Bowl, and we are going to win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Remember, Vernon told you that, and I'll call you guys back again after we win the Super Bowl.
Appreciate the call. Happy holidays.
We appreciate your call. We appreciate your sentiment. Beltway Ben, I feel like we should do a Mr. Vernon parlay where we play Ravens money line now, Browns money line now, Ravens look ahead line to beat the Steelers, and parlay that with Ravens to win the Super Bowl. That'd be big odds.
I think you'd probably get $1 billion.
Dude, you could buy the world. One unit on that bad boy?
Yeah.
And if you're listening, Mr. Vernon, if you do all that, put $10 on it, and it'd be a healthy return on investment.
Give us a little bit.
Don't have to go crazy. Bone, he doesn't give us any of it. It's his idea.
Back to the lottery thing.
God, it's his idea.
You're still butthurt about it.
God, you're so, man. Yeah. And his dad beat him in fantasy football.
Yeah.
Bad week for the bum.
I am bitter about that.
We'll come back, get the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, and get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio at 6 here on The Fan. We have a nice surprise for you. We're going to have Monkey Business tomorrow because the coordinator spoke today because Tuesday is Wednesday, but Har spoke yesterday. So, and there won't be availability on Christmas. So we get Monk tomorrow. So Monkey Business, a surprise Monkey Business on tomorrow's show.
Hey, any Monkey Business is good Monkey Business.
Yes, as far as I'm concerned. We're counting them down at this point, unfortunately.
It's one of the last original. It's one of the OG.
Yeah.
Segment things that hasn't been completely hacked, chopped, killed, buried 30 feet underground, soul sucked out of.
Mm. Yeah, that happened. Let's get the text of the day.
Check one, two. Check.
Text of the day comes from Sam in Baltimore, who says the Lamar Harbaugh era needs to be over after this year. There's just no way this combination will ever get it done. This franchise needs to choose between the two, and I'd hope they go with the two-time MVP.
Wow, car is here. So, if Monk went with Harbs to Tennessee or anywhere for that matter, like if he stayed in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Is he enough of a fabric of this show that Monkey Business could still stay as a segment?
What if he,
if not weekly, quasi weekly?
Here's a scenario for you for Monk. What if he becomes the head coach at Michigan? Then nobody else takes that job.
That sounds like that's Biff's. That sounds like
they're not giving Biff Poggi the Michigan job.
I don't know.
There's no way Biff Poggi gets
it. No way.
No way.
Biff Poggi is not getting that job.
No chance.
I don't know, man.
They're supposedly going after Jeff Brohm at Louisville, but I don't know if that they're going to be able to see. He's a Louisville grad.
Keep Biff, man.
Rocking the sleeveless?
Yeah.
If it's Monk, I don't know that Monk at Michigan would be interesting enough to do a Monkey
I think
business.
It's interesting enough for us.
Is it? I mean, he'd have to like say something. It'd have to be like Ben with football. He'd have to light it up a little bit.
Best case scenario would either be go with Harbs if Harbs does move on, or
I don't know. Maybe
or he stays in the division.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he lands in Cleveland.
What about Cincinnati with Joe Burrow?
That would be
absolutely. Awesome. That's the dream scenario.
Yeah, because I don't know that I care about him talking about Cam Ward.
I love hearing that Super Dave Osborne open.
But he's doing that with Michigan.
But it's. I mean, it's Michigan.
I think Michigan's more relevant than the Titans at the moment.
I don't know. If you went to the Titans with Harbs, I think we'd be talking about the Titans a lot, and that would be a good way to keep talking about it and have a little and be able to hear Sebastian Bach
a lot.
Yeah. Huh?
A lot?
A lot.
I don't know if we'd be talking about the Titans.
If he goes
a lot.
To Cincinnati, I think we'd be talking about it a fair amount. If Harbs went there with him, if Harb, Zach Orr, and Denard Wilson are in Tennessee, you don't think that would pop up? You don't think we'd be in league at large? What happened with the Titans?
It would definitely pop up. But when I say a lot, I'm thinking like multiple segments, a day.
If he goes to the Browns or the Bengals, I think it's a
division.
Division's different.
If he's in the division, monkey business is every week.
Yeah. But you've moved off Tennessee now. Yeah, that's different.
I do think Tennessee would be interesting if it's with Harb.
I think it's interesting for a few minutes in the offseason.
I think anywhere Harbs would go would be interesting. But if it was in the division, you're playing them twice a year.
Bone, last show before Christmas. What do we got?
Tomorrow's show.
It's on tomorrow's show.
Tim Murray. Yeah. Get our best bets with him. Lucy Burge. We'll put a bow on the Patriots
birthday
game,
week.
I guess. And it's birthday week
for her. It was a big night for her. Sunday night.
And Pete Dowdery is a columnist for the Green Bay Press Gazette. He will be joining us tomorrow as well.
Jason, you ever been to Green Bay?
Yes.
How difficult is it to get into Green Bay?
Fly into Milwaukee and drive.
How long's the drive?
I went to Lambeau.
Maybe it was like an hour and 15, something like that.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
I just remember, like, I kept anytime I changed the station, I swear I could hear Ronnie James Dio. I swear I heard Dio on like three different stations. I was like, you know what? It ain't bad up here.
Still 1978 in Green Bay.
It ain't bad up here. Yeah.
Infinity Sports Radio is coming up next. Don't change that dial. We'll be back at 2 here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.